Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DestoProducts.com Anime Club. Woo! If it sounded a bit different, it's because I'm using a new microphone. So today, we're going to be watching episodes 5 and 6 of Samurai Champloo. Yay! As always on the Dead Man Show, today we have Bobby Wan.
Yeah, I was in the same room as you, and it didn't sound different, so...
Yeah.
I don't think your mic makes a difference.
And Punchatron.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, so, episode 5 and 6. So, we're going to be doing things a bit differently. So, like, for the past 2 weeks, we've watched them, like, right from the beginning, just straight up. So, we're 0 seconds ago, playlist and stuff. We're not doing that this week. This week, from now on, we're going to be skipping past the opening theme and just going right into the episode. So, for episode 5, we are currently at 1 minute 31 seconds. You should see an image of a sunflower on the screen. Get it? Yeah, so we'll be going from there, and then we'll, be loading up the next episode and giving you guys a small break in the middle of it, so that you guys can, go in and, load the next episode, build your font caches if you have to, and get to that part. So, episode 5, 1 minute 31 seconds. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Have they given us a time before like that?
Maybe.
I'm not sure about that font of this new art style. Did it, change it to Major Studios at some point?
Not enough FPS.
Yeah. This art style doesn't do well animated. Oh, hey, it's Van Gogh. Is it? Yay! I know art things!
Yes, Doctor Who, Samurai Champloo did a Van Gogh episode first.
Suck it. Are they praying to the sun god or what? And now it's 1778?
Approximately.
I believe that'd be 1788.
I don't know why I said 1778.
He did say more than 100 years, though.
So it's possible. Oh no, someone's stealing our white women.
Or Asian women.
They look really white in this. Ah! The bitch is taking me for everything I have. Wait, if it... Wait a minute.
What?
So the story started in 1888, and they were Mugen and Jin were there, and so was Fu. And then it said, "Hey, now it's more than 100 years ago, and they're still there." Did they go back to 17 something before?
No. Or? It said in 1888, Van Gogh liked to paint those things based on that style. I was talking about Van Gogh in 1888.
Okay.
Not these guys.
Yeah, we just talked about that, and then it cut to these guys, and then it said, now it's 100 years previous. And they still have Playboy, I guess.
Everyone's got to get their porn somehow.
Yeah. Awesome, we're going to fight dudes! Woo!
I want money and...
I could beat you guys with my
annoying.
Bitch is holding out on me, is he? bad for making us look like bitches. To get it. Yeah.
Sunflowers!
The voice doesn't fit with that guy. He's too feminine. I'm watching the dub, by the way. He's... Nail polish and lipsticks don't fit that voice.
I think the Japanese voice is just fine.
Yeah. Just take your pants off, okay? They'd be part of my art forever. Ah! Grant's got a grill. If you win, you get my teeth. Yeah, boy.
Money versus life, huh? I feel like they've used this voice before.
I feel like they've used like half the voices in the show before. Damn!
Spends it all on food.
Well, yeah, of course he does. He's Mugen. He either spend it on food or bitches. But he's still shaking like he has coins on him.
He has a chain around his neck.
Yeah, but then why didn't that shake when he jumped before?
Why does he have a mohawk?
Because Yakuza. Yakuzas have tattoos, weird hair, and shark teeth. Don't you know anything? Oh, for a second there, I thought that was Mugen again. I'm still hungry, damn it!
Mugs the same guy twice.
And that guy's having a shit day. Mugging a dude. Dumbass bitch in her modeling. Because of her, I lost my money. I just can't draw you right. You look so disinterested in everything.
You need to be more naked.
Yes. Possibly more scared, too. Here. I'm going to put this thing between your legs. If you don't move right, it'll stab you. Yeah! Get more naked! Yeah, perverts don't move like that.
It's just going to be some tasteful side boob.
Yeah. Pictures of tasteful nudes. Come on. Yeah. So that's like the 1.0 version of a shake weight.
Yes,
pretty much.
This guy needs it. He's got some jowls on him. Oh, naked lady. Fuck, that dude moves fast. You'd think he'd be, a bit more careful about what he drank with, all his gold teeth. Wouldn't want them to rust. Yeah, but he really sucked a card fight Vanguard for some reason. You just couldn't realize he had.
I want to talk about it.
Wait, did that guy put makeup on her shoulder?
Entirely possible.
Yeah, her shoulder was the same color as her cheeks. No, bitches don't look at the art. Oh. I'm high, you. I paint girls and hand them over to the Yakuza. So wait, why did they wait for him to finish the painting before taking
her? It's part of the deal.
So they can sell the painting first. As well.
What an asshole! Of course he's that guy. Like, as soon as he's going to lose... Oh, looks like we're going to lose! Whoops, accidentally knocked over the board. Bitch, I have glasses. Don't fuck with me.
That's exactly what she wants. And once again, Momo's going to save the day. Nope!
Yep. Is that... He looks high for a second. Just, I am so fucking high, I don't even care. Oh, okay, I was
right. I need an adult!
Yeah.
I am an adult.
Oh. You think she does this with all her employees?
Just the awkwardly effeminate ones.
Okay. She likes some real girly. She's turned off by shark teeth. I'll give you the best fuck of your life tomorrow. Don't bite your nails, lady. Once you start that habit, you can't stop. That sounded really creepy and really threatening. Like, I'm going to get you out of there. Yeah! Well, I don't know, like 7? 5 of them did it with me, so...
I kind of lost count.
Yeah. Because he just met you and doesn't care. I just noticed that Afro guy's facial hair.
We chop off their hands and...
make them paint with them! Ha ha ha! What? I don't know what the hell happened. Oh god, demon hand! I must warn the village. Was that a painting of her?
Yes. I think.
Of Fu. If that's what you meant by her. It's how they... It's how their customers do the selection of their prostitutes. The artists paint them and they capture them and sell them into human slavery.
Okay, but... She was painted the wrong way. Yeah, like, yeah, like Fu wasn't facing that way when she was painted like that.
She did a lot of poses. They were there a while.
Yeah. Okay, then.
See?
Because as we all know, Europeans love slaves.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. What? Hi. How's it going? You must have missed the... By quite a bit, actually. Because they moved everything out of that warehouse. Sup, bitches?
Fuck. This has just been the worst week.
Yeah. It keeps stepping on my head. Did the guy just bail? He just fucking bailed. I'm not being mugged by this guy again!
He can never just run through those things. He has to cut them.
Fuck yeah. We can cut everything.
Again!
Yep. I can never walk through anything that's on even... That's on a straight lane. Straight line. It needs to be angled, damn it!
Put some clothes on!
Please. I am Batman! How? That just looks like a porn mag. Who the fuck is that guy?
He owns the store.
No, the fucking guy with the shake weight.
He's
an undercover police agent.
Yeah.
I get... But who is he? Why don't we see more of him?
The shake weight guy?
Yeah, he was cool. He was weird.
We're gonna see more of him.
I am so fucking over the top! Now please come with me. Yeah. Fuck no. You don't put out...
Just sitting there, calmly reading his porn.
Yeah. Jidemugen were... Why are you in a barrel?
Because he's sneaking away to Europe.
So, okay.
Which will be never.
Yeah, you're kind of a hack. Here, take your porn with you.
I throw porn at you.
Oh, she must really love me. She gave me something for the road. She gave me something for the trip.
Happy ending.
Okay, then. How do you know this? All the stuff that happened with fucking Van Gogh was 100 years after your time. I doubt you'll live that long, dude.
Who cares?
Okay, well, that was episode 5. So, we'll give you guys a second, and then we'll jump into episode 6. We're back for episode 6. Once again, we have the episode paused at a minute 31. You should see Mount Fuji on the screen right now. So just immediately after the theme song, Mount Fuji. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. I cannot read that text. Did he really just say betwixt?
I don't know. We're not watching the dubbed.
What the fuck is this guy?
The narrator.
Has he appeared before that I just forgot about it?
No. The point is that they're in Edo, I guess.
Yeah, because that couldn't have been told any other way than through a narrator. Those guys don't look ominous at all. And I mean that. It's not a joke. They don't look ominous at all. They look even less ominous.
Logs!
Yeah. It's okay, we are from Holland. Awesome, there's a banner! Can we have you? What? Don't bet your sword.
Fuck your pride. Mugen says we're entering the contest.
Yeah. And you only need to pay like one shoe worth, but why did they get both his swords? Gastronomic gobbling. Heroin. Okay. That's some catchphrase. Why do they have color commentators for this?
It's not like anyone's listening to them.
Yeah. Shouldn't they have... This is a poorly set up eating contest. Like... Jin bitched out! Oh yeah. God, he died!
Every contest that happens in this show is life or death.
Yeah.
Every contest.
I'll play rock, paper, scissors? Okay. Rock. It's like rock, scissors. Damn it! I get beat, pummeled to death with a rock. Come on, Mugen. Don't be a bitch. Oh God. Raise overdose. And people wonder why I don't eat rice.
It is a very heavy food.
Yeah. Yes, you did, you dumbass. Oh, perhaps I should try to rape her after the contest. Yes. Yeah, she's the queen of sweets. Rice isn't necessarily sweet. Oh God. Rice is warping his mind. I am on so many drugs.
Well, certain drugs would give you an edge in an eating contest. It's Ninja Kitty!
Yeah. And I'll say that again. This is a fairly poorly set up eating contest. There shouldn't be a break in between eating. They should have like stacks of bowls already there, not just okay. I'll get the other order. That guy's using chopsticks really wrong.
He's a foreigner.
Then why don't he just eat with his hands? XL.
This is an eating light contest, montage dude. For an eating contest.
This isn't like the fucking Olympics, dude. This is just... Oh, no! Culinary. Who the... I'm the wiener! Jin and Mugen are gonna smack that bitch up. Oh, Christ! Oh, he's Russian.
I don't think he's Russian.
And my thing he is.
Well,
no, wait, not Russian. He was Russian he sounded Russian for a second.
Yeah, you might notice his wooden shoes.
Oh, okay. Danish.
Bullshit. Japanese Japan does not have gingers.
Fuck no. How did Fu get so fat? Seriously. She was not that fat before.
Once again, have you seen Ninja Kitty eat a large amount of food?
No. We don't want any of those damn European people in our country. Tommy Narni Man. He doesn't know
tour guides.
God doesn't know jack shit, so okay. Yes, he is. Look at him. You think he can be? You think he can be quiet? Yeah, we're gonna show how we treat those European people around these here parts. Oh God, he has cancer. Fucking tourists, man. They ruin everything. What?
I don't like the way you're talking.
Yes, I'll push that bum back into your forehead. It's just, that bump on his head looks like a robot arm's gonna come out of it. Beat him for being from a different country. I know it's probably something else, but fuck it, I'm getting around with the racism angle.
Break your sword with a cup.
Yeah.
Well, well-made pottery is very sturdy.
Yeah. If Riddick can do it, fucking Jin can do it.
Well, Riddick killed a person with a cup.
I don't give a fuck. It counts. It was still impressive. It's a bug up your ass. This episode's really heavy on the scratch transitions. And that was like, how much of that was, like, 10 seconds in between each one? If that?
I love how bad his Japanese is.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely terrible. He's totally a tourist. I... I don't even know what's happening right now. Is the last word going to be to rape that girl?
What was that?
The curtain?
No, I just heard a sound. I thought it was over Skype, but it wasn't.
Fuck no. Sup? Okay. You want to see the European sausage man? Okay. He is Dutch. That's right. Right. Maybe they treat you like a deviant because you're spending your day naked in flower beds. In public.
Or because he's gay.
Yeah. Hey, it's his voice again. This is a real book.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Why are they so? Okay. So the entire reason they hate him is because of racism.
Yes, because Europeans are not allowed in Japan.
Is that an actual thing that happened in the Edo era, or?
Yes, there was a ban on anything European or American.
Okay, then. Sickness. My hair! Oh, the horror.
Double subs.
Yep. Why does everyone here have weird facial growths? Where did you come from? You're both backstage, but how did you get to... This building's built
somewhere
by the
there's a stage manager sure like, the fuck is going on?
You're ruining everything! Oh my god! So can we kill them or what? I don't know what they're saying.
Right, because you don't have the English subs on, do you?
Nope. So was that a you need to go home thing?
Yep.
Okay. Ah, gay joke. We could say his name.
She doesn't know his name.
Of course she doesn't.
Okay, we have first progress. Bit of information.
Is it what obvious? They weren't there for anything!
What are these chapters? Why was I ever told that there are chapters?
Okay, so that was episode 5 and episode 6.
Thoughts. I like them. All right. Good to hear.
Yeah, like the, how should I put this? I have no idea actually how to put this. I did like them really, I did like them a lot. Like, with episode 5, so with episode 5, it was, gosh, it was a bit funnier, I think, from, like, the previous episode that we've seen, because it didn't seem, like, there wasn't exactly a huge conflict, I guess. It was, you know, human trafficking is, you know, a big deal and everything, but they didn't play it as seriously as they had played other stuff in this show before.
Yeah, and definitely the part with Muga and the Yakuza was definitely played completely for laughs.
Oh yeah, just every time you saw them, just, oh, these, like, all these knuckleheads, when will they ever learn?
You have to take them about as seriously as the bandits in Home Alone.
You have to take that about as seriously as you probably take every other villain, like every other, like, just nondescript villain that Mugen and Jin end up fighting at any point. Because they are just, they'll just get their asses handed to them. And actually, speaking of that, a lot less killing this episode, these two episodes, than there has been previously. Like the first four, every episode, someone was getting something cut off.
Yeah, people were dying left and right, but here we. Once again, it's a bit more of a comedic turn, so yeah. Less death.
Yeah, like, the most violent thing that happened was that guy got his face cut by something.
I think it was by Mugen's sandal. I'm not entirely sure, though. I wasn't paying full attention there.
Yeah, Mugen, he, like, threw a sandal at the guy with the forehead tumor's face, and then he just punched at that guy, and then all of a sudden a cut up formed on his face. So I guess he has the same skills as that guy from Katanagatari. Wouldn't surprise me. He is a sword, but he's also a breakdancer, so he's a breakdancing sword.
No, Mugen has no supernatural powers.
Yet.
I'm not commenting on that.
Mary, well, Yeah, actually, just with these episodes, the problems that I had with the previous two episodes of, I guess, like, the not really understanding, like, some of the stuff that's happening in the era, like, with you guys talking about it, I guess I looked up a bit about it, and now I'm starting to understand a bit more about where this is taking place in time, so I'm able to understand a bit more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also, just a lot less of the red and blue imagery. Like, first four episodes, red and blue were fucking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was barely any of that, and I appreciated that. I really did.
I'm going to say it's two things. One, less of a need to stylize it on episodes that aren't so much focused on their conflict, and two, as there's progression in the series, there's less conflict between them in general. They become less...
Yeah, I know.
...opposing.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how on purpose that is at this point in the series, but later on I know it's definitely a purposeful reduction.
Which I do appreciate, because it was just felt so heavy-handed with everything. And everything's like, oh, hey, look, the red things and the blue ones, they're all fighting, and then, yay! Because colors!
Yeah. It was, you know, starting to get to near Halo levels, but they backed down.
Yeah. Yeah, but just the one complaint that I do have with these episodes, I guess, was the insane resurgence of the scratch transitions.
I never minded the scratch transitions.
That's the thing, I like the scratch transitions. They're really cool, but doing them in rapid succession like they did in, like, episode 6. Like, seriously, there was one where it was, like, scratch transition. Wait 3 seconds. Another one. It just, I do like them, but overusing them like they did in these last couple episodes, they can get a bit insane.
Yeah, anything done too much, it's an issue, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, so, this is actually kind of a one-sided thing, because I'm just kind of talking about my thing. But what do you guys think of these episodes?
I kind of already mentioned that I liked them from a comedic perspective. And they're, from, of course, an action sword fighting perspective, not as good. There's not as much sword fighting. No one dies.
Yeah, like the most action-y things we get is Mugen spinning his feet at people.
Yeah, now I definitely like the introduction of, what does he call himself? Hacksaw, I think?
What, the cop guy?
Or just the Saw? He's got a nickname, and I can never remember his actual name. I think it's, like...
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Something about a saw. The dude with the rubber swords. I like his introduction.
Yeah, he had a really good introduction, but... He just kind of came the fuck out of nowhere. They disappeared right again. And I really hope we see him again later on.
And I can tell you will. I don't know in how many episodes. There's one episode that stands out for me as one of the most memorable episodes that he's in.
Will he be bombastic and mostly naked?
I don't think there's many mostly naked scenes, but there's definitely bombastic.
Okay, one of the two. Yeah, I like him. He was really cool.
But yeah, these two episodes, they're decent. And the end of the sixth one shows where the series starts to take a bit of a change. They start to have more direction in what they're doing. As you saw, we got the first clue about the Sunflower Samurai.
Yes, we actually have progression.
Yes, plot progression is a good thing.
Yeah, because if that's kind of one of the things that I, like, if you saw last week's one, then you know that was one of the problems I had with the kind of episode that, kind of like story arc that Hellhounds for Hire was, like, because that was like when that was something that I felt should have come later in the series after they had some progression. But yeah, you hear my thoughts on Hellhounds for Hire in last week's Anime Club.
Another thing I can say for later episodes that sort of start here is that it's not so much Mugen and Jin anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, there's stuff involving the whole group. Mm-hmm. Of course, every plot does involve all of them to a degree. But after this point, we kind of start to get more episodes with Mugen or Jin.
Okay. We start seeing, like, why they are the way they are. Stuff like that.
Yeah, we start to get a bit more character development. I'm not honestly sure about the next episode. I'm honestly just perusing it now, and I recognize it hardly at all.
Okay.
So it must not be one of the more memorable ones.
Here's a pudge of your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, these two episodes are sort of, I suppose they are important to the story, but I've always had the impression that they were more placeholders than anything.
Okay.
Before they jump into the next big thing. Like, the last one was important because they got the big clue to go to Nagasaki and yada yada yada. But it's, they seem to give off a not that important vibe, I guess. It's a weird thing to describe to me. I mean, I haven't seen the series in a while, so I'm not entirely sure what's coming up, but
okay.
These are certainly not the episodes I remember.
Okay.
Just by quickly browsing, coming up is beatboxing and microphone sword.
Outstanding!
Like, there's the last couple episodes that I certainly remember, which we won't be getting into in this sort of this half of the watch through, but then there's the weed episode, which is fun.
Of course, about weed.
Oh yeah, it's basically it. That's basically what it is.
We'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah, I'm not sure when that is. I haven't, like, again, I haven't seen this show in years. But yeah, these episodes, despite the one's actual importance to the narrative of the series as a whole, have always sort of felt placeholder-y, filler-y, I guess.
Yeah, they did get off a bit of a filler. They get off a bit of a filler vibe.
So, yeah, that's the gist of it, really. They didn't, I never really found they make such a huge impact on my watching of the series, but
they don't really have a huge impact on the series.
Yeah.
That it sends them to Nagasaki. That's about the only thing.
Yeah, last minute of the sixth episode is like, oh yeah, by the way, go here. It's like, just, oh hey, funny noise, and then, oh look, this guy's taking, and then you get the punk you can do in the face, and then, oh yeah, go to Nagasaki. Kind of the whole impact this show had, these two episodes, I guess, had on the series, from what I understand. Just, oh hey, look, funny stuff, go here, okay. So yeah. So, next week we'll be checking out episodes 7 and 8. And, yeah.
There's beatboxing. Look forward to it.
Yes! I don't know why this sign off is so awkward. But, oh yeah, so be sure to check back next Thursday for another episode of the Anime Club, where we're checking out episodes 7 and 8. That Samurai Champloo. And be sure to check out the site all week for other stuff that we'll be doing, like, you know, other podcasts or other commentaries, live, anything cast live returns this Sunday after our week break because of Easter. And yeah. So, till then, though, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi Wan.
And I'm Butchertron.
See you guys next time.